today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and thanks for listening today. We're continuing our study in Psalm 73, entitled, When Trouble Comes. And I'll tell you, we're living in troublesome times, aren't we? It seems about when you think things are getting better, they're starting to get worse. At least that's true around here. On the Seminole Indian Reservations, we've actually not been doing too bad, but recently there's been an uptick in cases, so pray for us, pray for the Seminole Tribe of Florida as we continue our work here. We have been able to open up church, and we're thankful for that, but at this point, we're not sure that we're going to be able to keep doing that. So pray for us that we'll be able to continue having church and reaching out to our people here on the reservation. When trouble comes in Psalm 73, if you'd like, you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series at the website, considerhisword.org. Now, I want to tell you, we've been having some problems with the emails from the website. And so if you've tried to send us a message through the website, it may be that we didn't get it. So I want to encourage you to do that again. At the website, considerhisword.org, you can hear messages previously recorded on this broadcast. There's also a place where you can contact us, and I've been telling you about this. You can contact us and simply write to us. If you'll send me an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. And if you've done that in the last few weeks, I would so much appreciate if you could do it again, because I'm not sure we got that message. So write to us from the website. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. We can also respond to the snail mail. And in fact, most of the requests we get for our prayer journals come through the regular mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Speaking of our Bible study today, we've been looking at Psalm 73 about when trouble comes. And I don't want to spend a lot of time going back over a whole lot, but in this psalm, Asaph, the one who wrote this psalm, was concerned about people who were getting away with sin. It seemed like that he was trying to live for the Lord and doing what's right, and he looked around him, and here were all these people doing wrong. And he was living in some troublesome times. He said in verse 20, he said, "As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins." So you can see the grieving of his heart here. So what was his solution? And I'm thankful that he added that to this psalm. He said, first of all, in verse 23, to rely on God's grip. Let me read it. "Nevertheless, I'm continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand." God is holding him. So rely on the grip. You realize God's got this. It's no surprise to him. He knows what's going on. And so we rely on God's grip, that He's got a hold of us. You know, sometimes we think we're holding on to God, and we're holding on and holding on. And when we can't seem to hold on anymore, we find that all along God has had a hold of us. So rely on His grip. The second thing He said was to rely on His guidance. In verse 24, He said, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory." Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, listening to the counsel of God, listening to the word of God. Psalm 33:11 said, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations." So depend on Him. Now, how do you get the counsel of God? You've got to be in His word. You've got to be reading the word. That's where His counsel is found. It's going to be found through prayer, asking for His direction and for His wisdom. Proverbs 19:21 said, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." So listen to the Lord. Go back and look at His counsel. Now, there was something else mentioned here in verse 24 that I want to point out, and this is where we're going to spend most of our time today. This is the next thing. He said, "And afterward, receive me to glory." Remember the glory. One day, this will all be over. One day, it will be in the past. You know, I was thinking the other day about the people who were living during the time of World War II. And I'm sure that they were, like Asaph said here, grieved in their heart, concerned, worried, a little scared. I think that's where we are today, worried, a little concerned, scared. But you see, one day this will be over. Just like that war came to an end, one day this whole mess with this virus and with all of the rioting and all of the things that are going on, one day it's all going to be over. In fact, we're not going to be paying attention to that anymore because the Lord will receive us into glory. I hope that you have the promise of heaven, that you know that one day you will step onto those streets of gold, that the things of this world, the temporary things of this life will be over, and we will have heaven as our home. There's a song that we used to sing many years ago. I remember singing this in college, and I was thinking about this as I was thinking about longing for home and looking forward to heaven. And the song was, it's an older song. It said, "It will be worth it all." I want to read some of it. I think the words are very appropriate here. The song says, I'm not going to sing it, okay? "Oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur, and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch His bride away, all tears forever over in God's eternal day. Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problem. Just go to Him in prayer." The third verse says, "Life's day will soon be o'er, all storms forever past. We'll cross the great divide to glory safe at last. We'll share the joys of heaven, a harp, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished, and we'll lay our burden down." The chorus goes on to say, "It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ." I hope you find those words encouraging. They encourage me that one day this will all be over. All of this will be done, and it will be worth it all. I'm looking forward to that day, and I hope you are, and I hope you have that promise of heaven, the hope of heaven. Remember, Jesus said in John 14, He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way. Are you trusting him? Are you trusting him every day? Now I know many are praying. Many are praying for protection from this virus. Many are praying for a cure. We're praying those prayers. We're praying for our families. And we're praying that the Lord will deliver us from all of these things. And I believe he will either now or one day in eternity. The thing is, we have so many people, it seems, that have no sense of direction, no sense of purpose. You realize, I don't know if you've seen the reports, some of these people that are out protesting and out in the streets doing all of these things, when they're pressed about why they're doing this, many have no clue. They don't even know what's going on. And many have no hope. And this is part of the problem, is they have no sense of hope, no sense of direction. But I'm here to tell you today that the Lord will give you a direction. He'll give you purpose if you will trust in him. You see, the problem is the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes you. That includes me. In John 1, the Bible says that Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name. So I'm asking you this today. Are you trusting him? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? How do you do that? It's simple. You repent of your sin. You recognize your own sin and repent of that sin. Bow your head before God and just tell him, I know I have sinned. And then confess him as Lord. That you want him to be the Lord of your life. That you want him to step in and take control in your life. And then you'll obey him, everything that he says. And the Bible says that we believe the resurrection. We put our faith in that. And put our whole faith in that. That if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are you trusting him? If not, I hope you'll bow your head. Give your life to him right at this moment. Time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.